Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now today we're talking all about food all around the U.S. So if you're getting ready to go out on a trip, I think we have you covered. But you know what's happening to me? I'm getting hungry, Olivia. I'm ready to try some of all of these different dishes.
Me too. And I think I know what you're craving the most is to return to your favorite place in the U.S., New Mexico.
Absolutely, I am. I have created like this new desire to just go to New Mexico just at the drop of a hat. If someone says, where do you want to go? New Mexico. So absolutely. When I was there, I had great food, a really great time. And we had a really wonderful host while we were there too, Chris Favor, who is the Director of Marketing and Communications for Las Cruces. And he took us to some really great restaurants, introduced us to some really neat food. So I had to bring him on and ask him to share, because when you talk about food around the U.S., New Mexico and the green chilies, hey, I mean, that's a big deal. So let's bring him on. Chris, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Good to have you on here. Now, as I just mentioned, you know, I love to eat. This show is all about traveling and eating all around the U.S. Just, you know, hey, make a map and just point out those places where you want to stop. And New Mexico, hey, there are a lot of places there because you introduced me to them. Starting with the Mesilla Valley Kitchen. That was so good to start the morning.
Yeah, you know, that's one of my favorite places to go because they do amazing breakfast burritos. They cover the entire plate. They smother them with green or red chili and cheese, and you can put a little egg on top if you want to do it New Mexico style. So, yeah, every time I have someone in town, I make sure that we have a reason to go over to the Mesilla Valley Kitchen for a breakfast burrito. That's just standard operating procedure for me.
Well, I didn't have the burrito. I actually had the Becky breakfast sandwich, which was filled with eggs and chilies and avocado and lettuce, tomato, bacon. I mean, all of my favorite things. And it was really good. So next time I'm there and I am coming back, I have to try the burrito then.
Yeah, you'd be hard-pressed to not get a meal that doesn't have green chili on it in Las Cruces. In fact, I would sort of challenge someone to find a good meal in this town that doesn't incorporate green chili to some extent. So sounds like you found one there as well.
Well, I definitely did. But can you help the listeners understand really how much green peppers really are just infused into the cuisine in not only Las Cruces, but just in New Mexico?
Certainly. So where we are geographically is sort of like they call Hatch, which is the little village just north of Las Cruces, the green chili capital of the world, because that's pretty much all they produce out of Hatch is Hatch green chili. And when you say Hatch green chili, there are multiple varieties of Hatch green chili, from stuff that's very mild to stuff that can be relatively hot and sort of everything in between. And over the many years in our community and in New Mexico in general, green chili has just sort of infused itself into every aspect of dining, up to and including, there's a place here in Las Cruces called Caliche's that actually does a green chili marmalade, and they mix it in their custard, so you can get basically green chili ice cream if you didn't get enough green chili for breakfast, lunch, and of course dinner. So yeah, it's a huge part of our cuisine. There's even a place in Las Cruces called the Chili Pepper Institute at New Mexico State University, and that's all they do is research, develop, and breed different and new types of green or other various chili strains. So that's what their job is all day long, just create new chili and work with chili and find different uses and applications for green chili beyond food, if you can believe that.
Oh, I definitely can. We had a chance to visit, and it was really fascinating to hear the history and, as you mentioned, all of the research and all of the work that they're doing. But now you mentioned, you know, also being able to infuse those green peppers into like a dessert. I also had a great margarita at La Pasta de Mesilla restaurant where they have great food, but the margaritas were really, really nice, especially the green pepper ones.
Yeah, so what's really common around here is two things. One, you can get like a green chili margarita, or and I think the one you're talking about is actually called the Chili Rita, and they put a little bit of
right.
Green chili infused vodka in the margarita, but it's also mixed with a little bit of jalapeno as well. So you get a real nice hot and sweet combination. But several restaurants around town just have a big vat of I guess that's the right word, but like a vodka sitting in their bars, and it's just full of green chilies. And so you can get just, you know, a green chili vodka infused cocktail of all varieties, from margaritas to just, you know, a straight up, you know, vodka on the rocks that it tastes like green chili. So, yeah, they find amazing ways to incorporate green chili into just about everything.
Now, if you guys are just joining me, I'm talking with Chris Favor from the Las Cruces Visitors Bureau out in New Mexico. And we are, of course, talking about how great the food is in New Mexico. But now, speaking of all these restaurants, I mean, you took us to some really great restaurants. And if I remember correctly, you introduced us to a type of fried green pepper.
Yeah, so I think you're talking about what's called corked bats. And it's at a restaurant. Yeah, corked bats. It's at a restaurant here called The Game. It's just a little sports-themed bar in New Mexico, there in Las Cruces. There's two locations of it. But what they do is they take strips of green chili, they roll them in pecan, and then they actually bake them, and then they serve them with, you know, I think a side of ranch dressing or whatever you want. But they are really, really good. And you don't get the heat. You just get the flavor of the green chili. And it really does wonders on the palate when it's combined with the pecan breading. So, see, now I'm getting hungry, and it's only like 8 o'clock in the morning for me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, there were so many tasty things. But, you know, that really just shows also, too, the versatility of the peppers. Because I think a lot of times when people think of peppers, especially if you say chili peppers, they start to think that, oh, it's going to be very hot, or, you know, I'll need to, you know, drink milk or eat yogurt or something behind it to be able to finish my meal. But it's not, that's not the case. I mean, as you just mentioned with the bats, you can have it in various ways, and it's not always hot.
Yeah, and see, you know, if you're looking on the Scoville chart of heat, which is what how they index, you know, the heat of chili peppers, a green chili is relatively low on the scale. I think it's probably, you know, somewhere around 1,000 to 2,000 Scoville units, where a jalapeno would be 4,000 to 6,000. But understanding that the chilies at the top of that chart are a million plus. So if you look at it in the context of what's at the very top, green chilies are relatively mild compared to what the trouble you can get yourself into as you go up the chart. So they're not bad. They may be a little hot for someone who's not used to it, but again, there's lots of places that prepare it, and so you just get the flavor. You don't really get the heat.
Well, I had a great time sampling all of the different varieties and just trying so many different things that are I'm accustomed to eating, like even hamburgers that are made with green chilies, and having just a different variety of them. Now, Chris, can you give us a website so that people can go and visit that website and learn more about Las Cruces so that they can plan this vacation and come out and have all this great food and also see on your website all of these other things that they can do while visiting?
Yeah, it's very simple. Our website is visitlascruces.com. And on our website, you can find what we put together, what's called the Green Chili Walk of Flame. And we found a whole bunch of unique places in Las Cruces that do something a little bit different with green chili than just your typical enchiladas or, you know, green chili cheeseburger. And we showcase them on this Walk of Flame. And as I mentioned, the green chili infused ice cream before, there's an Italian restaurant that does a green chili lasagna. There is a restaurant that does green chili sushi. So we just took a combination of all these places that try to do something different, put them together on this thing we call the Green Chili Walk of Flame, and made it available for visitors and residents. And we've also incorporated it into an app.
Wow.
So you can take this app, you can go from point to point throughout the city, and you can experience all these different things. And our app is easy to find. Just search Visit Las Cruces in the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, and you can find it.
Well, it sounds great. Sounds great. Okay, now this is the end of the segment, but I may have to run out right now and get something to eat because I am starving now listening to all these great things. Thanks so much, Chris, for coming and joining us on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. You guys are listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We'll take a break here. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Well, if you